ABC Radio Australia.
To Aotearoa, New Zealand, where new research reveals Indigenous Māori are almost twice as likely as non-Māori to die after major cancer-related surgery. The study found Māori patients experience complications such as infections and organ failure, leading to higher rates of death. Dr. Cameron Wells, a doctoral candidate in surgery at the Waipapa Taumata Rau University of Auckland, spoke to Agi Tupou about the confronting data.
The reason why we did this project was really to try and dive into why and understand the things that are causing those disparities so that then we can do something about them. It's not that there's something different about Māori patients. It's not about how sick they are or how bad their cancer is or whether they have an emergency operation. It's something about the hospital system and how it's acting to pick up the complications after surgery and respond when something goes wrong.
What are they, you know, in regards to the disparities between Māori and non-Māori though?
Having a GP, being screened for various cancers, all the way through to where this study was, kind of having an operation and the care after it. We know that there are lots of examples of hospital staff communicating poorly with Māori patients and their whānau. I suspect that that's one of the big contributing factors to this. Māori patients being more likely to die after complications suggests that those might have been picked up later and perhaps early warning signs of something going wrong has been missed, or doctors and surgeons made different decisions about treatment, whether to go back for another operation to try and fix problems, whether people go to the intensive care unit or get other treatments. There's something in how the health system is responding to complications differently for Māori patients, and because of that, they're more likely to die.
Did you sort of look into around ages and even like gender? Who were you really looking at in regards to the disparities?
That's a really good point. So in this study, we looked at 30,000 cancer operations in New Zealand. We looked at people of all ages, all ethnicities, and then narrowed that down to really make a comparison for Māori and Pākehā in New Zealand. We found that Māori patients on average were 10 years younger than non-Māori. I think that speaks to a lot of the upstream disparities and are more likely to get cancers at younger ages. It's not something about Māori patients being different that's causing this. It's something about how the hospital systems are responding.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Well, I mean, what are maybe specific barriers, you know, that our Māori people are facing within the health system itself?
Communication. Unconscious biases and assumptions that play into everyday decisions that get made by doctors and nurses, and even just the way the system works. Models of healthcare with kind of a one-size-fits-all approach tend not to work as well for Māori. There's lots of examples of that across other parts of healthcare. They have been built with a very European mindset, and perhaps some of those things aren't working as well for Māori patients. Over the last decade or two, things have gotten a lot better in terms of outcomes for Pākehā, but those same improvements haven't happened for Māori.
There was the acronym FTR. Failure to rescue. Are you able to sort of elaborate on that and really how much that plays into the response mechanisms that the health system are giving our Māori people?
Yeah, that's a great question. Now, the term that is used in the study, FTR, which is failure to rescue, is just talking about someone who dies after they've had a complication. They haven't been rescued from that complication after surgery. A really worrying finding that we've found. The important thing to take away is there's something we can do about that. That's a much easier thing to try and change than trying to stop people having complications in the first place.
Is this really a case of it getting worse before it gets better?
I hope it doesn't continue getting worse. I think this is a real call to action, this data. There has been a lot of focus in New Zealand recently on wait lists with surgery. I think this study is a big reminder that we need to take a look at the whole journey and focus on what happens after people have operations as well.
from the data, from the study, what are recommendations that could hopefully help make this maybe gap a little less wide?
There are things that the health system needs to do. It's really disappointing that Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority, was disestablished. I have encouraged surgeons at lots of different places to go away and look at their day-to-day practice and how they make decisions for Māori patients and how we might be treating people differently even when they're in the same situation as others. Please speak up and let people know about it. Make sure that your concerns are heard. Or if it's your whānau member or your family member, be there for them and help support them through the time in hospital, because that recovery after major surgery, that's a really important time.
Do you then think representation matters, to have more of maybe our Indigenous Māori people within the health system, or does there need to be better training for those who are already there?
I think both. Having a healthcare workforce that looks like and is like and can serve our entire community is really important. I've seen that play out firsthand when I worked at Middlemore Hospital here in Auckland, and I've seen how much it means to people having a doctor that is like them. But equally, not all of us can be everything. So we need to make sure that for all of our doctors, all of our nurses, everyone who's working in the healthcare system can provide culturally safe and responsive care so that we can look after our communities.